Do you have a main platform?
I would say that my OnlyFans is probably my main platform. I use Snap quite a bit as well, but OnlyFans is where I like to push it because I can upload higher quality stuff. Like, you don't have to cut it up into minutes. So I prefer to do OnlyFans. It has too much storage space.
So yeah. You could upload as much as you want on OnlyFans, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's good, I guess. But I saw you have you got a free OnlyFans and a paid, right?
I do. Yeah, and I've been playing with Fansly off and on, which is similar to OnlyFans, but it's a free and paid in one. So I have a bunch of options.
So, like, with the free OnlyFans and the paid OnlyFans, like, how does that work? Like, what's the plus and minuses of that?
The way that I run the free one is kind of like almost like a not safe for work Instagram or any social media, really. I just post kind of teasers for my main content, which I post over on the paid page. I usually refer to it as my main or my VIP. But I kind of use it to push people over that way. And then the other cool thing about having a free page is I could post, let's say, a GIF, a minute video, and a 10-minute video. And I could have the first two unlocked for a preview, but then have the other one with a price. So that in the same post, it's got a preview and then one you can unlock. So that's kind of cool. So it kind of gives people an option if they want to follow me and just buy as they see fit. Or if they want to pay for the subscription that comes with all the bells and whistles, all the different content. My OnlyFans Premium, the one that's a subscription, gets most of my solo content for free. And then any additional things I do go out as a pay-per-view.
Oh, all right. So, yeah. So do you have like certain fans that just like the free OnlyFans? Because, I mean, it's free, but it's not, right?
It just depends. Like, it's free to just follow. Sometimes I use it just to send content. So if people want a custom, they will, you know, hit me up on Instagram or Snap or whatever, even on the free OnlyFans. They can do that without having to pay to hit me up. And then because the videos tend to be so large, I can have them join the free OnlyFans if they're not already. And then send it to them that way. So I can make money that way. They can pay me on OnlyFans. And then the PPV is the pay-per-view is what I use to make money on there. But I definitely make more on my paid. It's much more fruitful because I have regular subscribers that are renewing every month and just get, and I send a free video for every auto renewal.
Right.
That's something that, I think my fans really enjoy because it's a free solo video every month with a $10 renewal.
Right.
So
do you, but is it worth it to do the free and paid subscriber?
You know, I'm really analytical and I haven't looked at it super close. I think so because it's really helpful. For me, at least, because my videos tend to be large size. I don't know what other people are doing, but when I use my phone, the videos can be 2 or 3 gigs. So that is why I really like having the free one, because I can say, listen, I don't have a way to send this to you. Join my free OnlyFans. I can send it to you that way. So I think it's been more useful that way than it has as far as pay-per-view. I just mostly use it for sending videos.